calling himself a leader on the issue, Libertarian candidate Bill Wulsifer drew comparisons between a new law that legalizes a low strain of marijuana that doesn't get the user high to help with seizures to the November ballot initiative Amendment 2. Wulsifer says the state will have to figure out how to deal with a substance that's still illegal.
We're already at issue with the passage of SB 1030, the so-called Charlotte Weber CDB bill. Well, we have Schedule 1 controlled substance for cannabis, yet our legislature has recognized cannabis as having medicinal value. The Attorney General has to fix that. So the implementation of the passage of Amendment 2 is critical for the Attorney General, and I'm the best one to do that.
But Republican incumbent Attorney General Pam Bondi had a different stance on the ballot measure.
This ballot initiative scares me. Do I want to hurt anyone in a wheelchair? Do I want to hurt anyone with a terminal illness? Of course not. I lost my father to leukemia a year and a half ago. Would I want to hurt anyone who needs a drug? No. But the unintended consequences are children could get this. This could fall in the hands of 12-year-olds, the way this is written, without parental consent, and the doctors who prescribe it would have full immunity from the civil bar.
But Democrat candidate George Sheldon disagreed.
This is no different than a caregiver for a citizen whose doctor prescribes oxycodone or doctor prescribes other kinds of things. I happen to trust the doctors of this state in terms of how they prescribe this medication.
All three spoke at a televised debate that aired Monday in Tampa and Orlando, touching on a number of topics, including same-sex marriage, stand your ground, and public corruption. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.